This is Apollo Control at 80 hours, 41 minutes. We have about 18 minutes remaining before the scheduled crew awakening time. However, we're planning to give them at least an additional 15 minutes of sleep and perhaps 30 minutes additional. The flight dynamics officer hopes to delay a decision on the need for mid-course correction 4 until additional tracking data is available. That maneuver, if it's performed, remains very small, on the order of a half foot per second. And the decision revolves around what height of approach paracynthian we'll have with or without the maneuver. Tracking data right now shows that Apollo 17 will be approaching the moon with a paracynthian of about 52 nautical miles. The desired paracynthian is 53 and a half. And the FIDO would like to get a bit more tracking data before making that decision. So we'll be putting off the decision as to whether or not to awaken the crew or give them more sleep time until the last possible moment. Apollo 17 at this time is 18,839 nautical miles from the moon, and the velocity up to 3,500 feet per second. We've seen no signs of activity aboard the spacecraft. The flight surgeon will begin to note increase heart and respiration rates on Ron Evans, who is wearing the biomedical sensors during the sleep period. And before receiving a call from the crew, we'll see the voice subcarrier come on, and we'll be watching for any of those cues. If it appears that the crew is indeed up and about, we'll bring the lines up and stand by live, or as soon as the decision is made to send them a wake-up call, we'll come up and stand by live. At 80 hours, 44 minutes, this is Apollo Control, Houston.